So, first of all, I saw Summerland yesterday. And
oh, awesome.
Congratulate you onto the film itself. And possibly, I guess, my first question to you, what was the inspiration for the film Summerland?
Well, the story comes from our friend Chris, who plays Bray in it, Chris Ball. A lot of it comes from his real life and just real experiences that he's dealt with in the past. But my co-director and co-writer, Kurt Harder, wrote the original draft of the script probably something like 5 years ago. And there was elements based off Chris, who he's really close with. And so it kind of came from that and just pulled from real life instances and different thoughts like that.
Okay. So I feel that 2020 has been an ever-changing year. And while people can't go to festivals this year, Summerland focuses on to the festival, a music festival circuit, as well to a road trip. So can you say that this film brought the experience to the audiences inside of a virtual sense?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of partly the inspiration behind it. It's like it's a road trip that, you know, a lot of people would want to do. And it's kind of a dream to do something like that. And even for us to actually do it was like a dream. And that was a really awesome experience. So it's kind of ironic that it's coming out right now when, you know, it's hard for people to do something like this, where people are stuck at home. And so it's kind of cool and nice to give people some sort of vicarious experience, like of going on a road trip and seeing, you know, a bunch of different places that you wouldn't normally see.
Okay. The film also relies on to these social media issues, or what comes up nowadays with social media relationships and how they happen and what could be the cause and effect of those relationships. So what was the stance that you and your co-director wanted to take a stance on to while working on to Summerland?
Well, I think one thing with the social media thing is like, through social media, you show a certain depiction of yourself, and even just like in what you post, you're showing, the kind of version of you that you want people to know you as. And it's not necessarily real in that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, stuff that's not great, stuff that's bad that you don't like about yourself, maybe, and insecurities, whatever, that you don't show on social media or like talk to through friends on the internet. So it kind of acts as this misleading tool for people to, you know, show the best versions of themselves or the versions they want to be. And then it misleads people to believe that like you're basically not human. Like you're just this superhuman that's like awesome and great. And that can be depressing from like the viewer standpoint, where you're like looking at social media and like seeing all these people who are like living their best lives and are these people that they want to be. And you're like, well, I'm not that. What am I doing? But yeah, I think it's worth knowing that, you know, that's what it is. It is just like this depiction tool, and, you know, everyone has their and that's what Bray did. Essentially, it was like, he did that to the extreme in that he's pretending to be someone he's completely not and like tricking people, into believing he's a girl.
That's one of the issues with social media, nowadays, which I think that your film takes and shines a light on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and that's like a broader spectrum what I'm talking about, but, yeah, I think that's like both how Kurt and I feel, and we're both pretty aware of that. And so what going into this, you know, that was a part of it.
So Summerland is basically, can be described inside the genre as a road trip movie, but it also feels like a teenage coming of age film with a little bit of comedy interjected with a little bit of, you know, and introspective drama, I would say, too, as well, too. So how did you want to use those two genres and give Summerland its own tone and feel?
Yeah, it's funny because there's a lot of those, well, a lot of those movies haven't been made recently, and there's very few of those movies that do it right. That's like the tone is sort of comedic and light, but also has these moments that are more introspective, like you said, and more personal and real. Like movies I could think of, like Little Miss Sunshine or Mural and a Dying Girl. Like those movies do it really, really well, where they're not kind of like these all out goofy slapstick comedies, but they have those elements that are really goofy and funny, but also very real and touching. And so those are movies that we really liked and grew up watching. So it's kind of, we're trying to do something in that same vein where it's, you know, not totally goofy and ridiculous, but can be, but then also has like a real message and a point, and it doesn't feel off kilter. Like it doesn't feel like it's like switching between the two so drastically that, it doesn't feel right. So it's kind of like nailing that perfect medium with that tone.
All right. And before we get to our final question, where we normally like to end onto a light question, I can ask you, where can people go and see Summerland if they are so inclined to check it out?
Yeah, definitely check it out. It's you can rent it on Amazon, iTunes, Vudu, and Google Play.
Great. So that brings us to our next question, which is normally a fun question that we normally end our interviews with. I know that you probably have seen a lot of films this year, but what's been a film for you that's really stuck out inside of 2020 as one of your favorites?
That came out in 2020? I'm trying to think. I've been watching a lot of old movies lately, so it's, I don't know if I've even seen anything really that like stuck out within 2020. I'm trying to think.
Maybe with an oldie that's really inspired you more as a filmmaker.
Yeah. Now I'm bothered though, because I'm like, what came out this year? I can't even think. I just watched a movie called Holy Motors, which was really crazy. And that was definitely inspiring as a filmmaker, just because, like, I don't know, you can just see that guy can do anything he wants and really make it insane. And just on a level of acting, it's really nuts. It's like next level. It's like really flexing the range of this guy. It's a really cool movie. So I just watched that and really enjoyed it.
I've seen it a few years back too, and I can vouch for it too as a film that's really has a lot going for it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's super art housey, but not so much that it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of based in reality. It almost reminds me of Yorgos Lanthimos in that it's like a real world thing, but there's like one thing that's really off and like really crazy.
Or how people just speak their minds with the Yorgos Lanthimos and they just say what's on their minds.
Even absolutely.
It should be inside of your head that you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Say it out there inside. And I think that Summerland does that too.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that. Thank you.
Anyways, I want to thank you for your time today and congratulations on to the film again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great talking to you. Have a good one. Thank you.